Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guests, George Wakefield and John Bonchi of Collegiate Springs Ministry, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
WBFD!
In the early days of World War II, everything was in short supply, including the critical shortage of trained Navy radio operators. Schools and training sessions opened all over the nation, including right here in Bedford County. Join us now as the Omni Bedford Springs Resort and Spa celebrates the anniversary of the U.S. Navy Radioman A School that operated right here at the Springs in 1944. Be here on Saturday, April 29th and Sunday, the 30th, and see the historical documents, photos, and expert speakers who will address this exciting time in Bedford County. Hear a special presentation by war historian Dennis Tice and a live demonstration of actual Morse code messages that were sent from Bedford Springs. Presented by the Bedford County Amateur Radio Society, a Join the Navy program for children, and even a showing of the famous bogey film, Casablanca. All exhibits are open both Saturday and Sunday, so don't miss it. Navy Radioman School Day at the fantastic Omni Bedford Springs Resort and Spa.
This is Ron Morgan of the Broad Top Area Coal Miners Historical Society, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
When I first came to Bedford, I heard people say, I don't really have to tell you much about myself because everybody knows who I am. I hear that almost everywhere I go because Bedford County being a relatively small place, 150,000 people. And then other people tell me, well, we've got this outfit and it's the county's best kept secret. So I'm thinking to myself, if you're the best kept secret and everybody in Bedford knows who you are, how can that be? Well, we are here at one of these places that has already called themselves the best kept secret. It's called the Collegiate Springs Ministry. And I know what you're going to say. Oh, wait, I've heard of that. I know what that is. It's up on Collegiate Road, not far from the turnpike thing there. So everybody knows that. Well, I'm going to assume that you don't know about it. And to introduce us to Collegiate Springs, we have John Bonchi, who is the president and chairman of the board of the board of directors, and also George Wakefield, who may be a little better known to you since he's been around since, I think, the 18th century, he told me. And he is the former president and chairman of this outfit. So I want to welcome both of you. It's great to have you. Thanks a lot for inviting me to this refrigerated room where we're doing this interview.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning, Lloyd.
I am in the back banquet hall or something in this place. This is great. I mean, really, this is a nice room in here, George. What do you use this room for?
Well, we call this the hoedown room, and we would have various groups come in and do country and,
really?
And Western music in here. And also, we will hold some banquets in here. As a matter of fact, Sandy Dawson, who is married to Doc Dawson, who formed this ministry back in the 90s, when Doc passed away, Sandy remarried, and she was married in this room.
Well, this room has a lot of history, and I thought maybe before we got started talking about your particular movement here and your ministry, could you tell us a little bit about Collegiate Springs? Do you know anything about the origins of this facility? John's going to take it.
All right. It has a rich history. The building was built in 200 years ago, and even before that, the Native Americans camped. And I believe that the water here that's has a heavily iron content, it was used for medicinal purposes. In the past, we've had five presidents stay here and other dignitaries. And believe it or not, Collegiate Springs was here before Bedford Springs. So I like to think we're the other springs, we're the original springs in Bedford County.
Let me tell you how magnanimous we are. One of the sponsors of this program is the Omni Bedford Springs. So I want to make sure that they're so open-minded and so open-hearted that they'll fully accept the fact that you beat them here. Okay, good.
And a little bit more of the history, too, is that the building has changed hands several times. It was an apartment complex at one time. There was a bed and breakfast here. There was a gift shop. And then Doc purchased the building in 1990, and his vision was to set it up for men who needed a safe place in a Christian environment to get themselves back on their feet.
Well, we're gonna cover that a little bit, and I just really appreciate you giving us a background of this facility. It has almost like a Gone with the Wind feeling when you come in here in the front door. There's porches and everything, so it's really a really, really nice facility. So let's talk about the ministry. Founded in 1990 by Doc Dawson, which one of you would like to tell me about Doc and his vision?
Well, as I mentioned, Doc was with an organization in Johnstown. It was called New Day, and it was a ministry that worked with the families in Johnstown. And Doc and Sandy, while they were there, they brought in a lot of kids, just sort of adopted them. They were like foster parents. Well, they came to the Bedford area and saw this building, and their vision then was to open up a bed and breakfast. After a few months, they decided maybe we'll do something like we were doing in Johnstown, only on a larger scale. So they opened their doors and brought men in here to, we're not a rehab center, but men would come in here, we would work with them and try to get them back on their feet to be constructive citizens.
Now, these are folks that have had some trouble with the law or personally or things of that nature?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Most of our residents have had some jail time. A lot of them have had addictions of various sorts. And almost to a man, their family lives were not very ideal.
So, John, tell me, if I'm one of these guys, and I'm fortunate enough to get into this place, what you offer here is a whole lot better probably than a government program, I would guess.
Yes, it is. We're not funded by the government, and what we offer is hope and faith, and we believe that God is able to transform lives. We have a morning devotion. We have ministers and lay people come in and do Bible studies in the evening. We have a church Sunday morning here, and we believe that the power of God and His Holy Word can transform the lives of men who reside at Calibia Springs.
It strikes me almost like an old-fashioned breakfast mission where, you know, in the 1920s and 30s, they had these places where they give the guys who were down their luck a good meal and so forth. And so it has that kind of feeling. Is that right, George? Am I getting that?
Yeah. And actually, our procedure here is when we'll interview these guys before they come in. We get a lot of referrals from the Bedford County Jail. We get a number of referrals from state institutions. We have an intake packet that the guys go through, and we have our house rules so that we go over that very closely with them. And so when they come in, the first month that they're here, we want them to stay around the building because a lot of these guys have connections in the local area. And we take their cell phones away from them because that's one of the big evils of the modern day. They can connect with their friends. So during that first month,
they're bad friends.
They're bad friends, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but we ask the guys to work, you know, during that first month around the building because this building was built in 1796, and there's just all sorts of work to be done.
So that's one of the ways you keep them busy is to help maintain the facility. Because I see you got some new fixtures in here and some work been done in the room we're in right now. And was this done by the residents?
Absolutely.
Yeah we currently have some renovations going on. We have a certified electrician updating the electric. We have the north wing we're remodeling. We put in new bathrooms, showers. And we have each individual who lives here has their own room that we've redone. We have over 50 rooms in the structure, and we have about half of them remodeled and updated.
on my way over here, again, because I was new, I went to the wrong building. So the other building is a residence facility. Is that what it is?
That building.
Actually, I walked in someone's room. I thought it was your office. Sorry
right.
about that.
No. The building that you walked in is actually where our house manager has an apartment up
gotcha.
Top.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a house manager. He's unpaid, but we provide an apartment for him.
Right. So you manage this place yourself with volunteers and others.
Correct.
24 hours a day.
Right.
So this is a big job here.
And I might add to what John said about fixing up the rooms. A lot of churches adopted a room and fixed up the bedroom. So there's a personal touch on a lot of those rooms.
Can you tell me about some of the churches that have helped you with this?
First Christian Church has supported this ministry for many years, and we have a number of smaller churches that will contribute on a monthly basis. And if it weren't for them, we wouldn't exist.
Did they ever come over and help you out, manpower-wise?
We have had men's breakfasts out here where we have a guest speaker, a good meal, and then we ask the folks to stick around and help work around the building.
I see you understand. I first met George, I think it was about a year and a half ago, in a fire hall in Breezewood. There was some sort of event you had, I guess, to raise money for this
right.
place.
Yeah.
And I remember what it was. We had just arrived here. I didn't know where Breezewood was. I remember going on top of that hill and we were going to go over here. I think one of our neighbors said we should come, and we did. And it was very interesting because some of the men spoke.
Right. Yeah. And that's our annual banquet.
And Got it.
And that's one of our major fundraisers, too. We have it's in the fall, and we'll have silent auction and so forth.
And we currently have our annual banquet in the fall at Old Bedford Village.
Correct.
Oh, you do? Oh. Well, I want to remind you that our guests today are George Wakefield and John Bonchi of the Collibiate Springs Ministry. One is the former president and the current president. John is the current president. And I want to remind you also that the program today is brought to you in part by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And I had mentioned earlier that also one of our sponsors is the Omni Bedford Springs, who is having their fantastic Navy Radioman Day on the 29th and 30th of April. And if you want to see what it was like to see a Navy radio school in the Omni Bedford Springs during World War II, they're going to have an enormous amount of photographs and memorabilia and equipment, and they're actually going to have some demonstrations of how these men were trained with Morse code and equipment and all that kind of thing. So that's the 29th and 30th of this month at the Omni Bedford Springs. And when we come back, we're going to learn about some of the nitty-gritty that they do in here, some of the actual work as Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Perhaps while driving around Bedford County lately, you may have noticed our current outdoor billboards. Stephanie March, general manager of Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, knows better than anyone about our mission of total satisfaction. When we talk about our 7 ways to save, we mean not only are we saving you money, but also saving you some time and aggravation. Our attention to complete satisfaction makes sure you're happy with our vehicles and service, which keeps us happy to have a loyal customer. Our 7 ways to save is a process to ensure you have complete information to make the decision that's best for you when you purchase a car or truck. We encourage you to visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru right here in Bedford and see for yourself why our goal is your complete satisfaction. Visit us on Business Route 220 north of Bedford or visit us 24/7 online at thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Andy Clark, Friends of Raystown Lake, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310, WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to the Collibiate Springs Ministry. Actually, it's a beautiful day today, nice and sunny. I think spring is actually coming. The snow's all over. So Bedford will return to its normal state of being beautiful, warm, and inviting at all times. And we are here at the Chalybeate Springs. You know, in the old days, it must have been something, John, to come here when the presidents were coming here, I mean, and maybe take a carriage from the train station and see this beautiful place emerge out of the woods. It must have really been quite a sight.
Yes, and we believe that Forge Road went past this side of the river there, and Chalybeate Springs does have a very rich history. We've had James Polk, Zachary Taylor, Rutherford Hayes, James Garfield, and Benjamin Harrison presidents who stayed here. And we do have a very rich history.
You know, it's interesting about Forbes Road. It would make more sense for it to be on the side. You kind of always wonder why it went to the other side, probably to get to Bedford, I would guess. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, whenever they built the Narrows Bridge on Route 30, then they must have switched sides.
So that was called the bypass.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, they'll call it the Chalybeate Bypass or something. Well, let's talk a little bit more about what the ministry actually does here. Let me start with you, George. When did you start volunteering here, getting involved?
Probably when we moved up to Bedford. It was around 2004. And I came out to a couple of the board meetings that with the original board that Doc had out here. And I've just sort of been volunteering ever since. And I really have a heart for these men because I have been involved with prison ministry for probably 40 years. Mm. And I am convinced in my heart that the only way that these guys will turn around is if they get Christ in their life and draw closer to him.
Well, how many times have we seen in the Bible about how you should go visit people in prison?
Absolutely.
And here they are. They're not in prison, but they're certainly worth visiting, I would guess.
Right, absolutely. Well, in Matthew chapter 25, it talks about when you see me hungry or thirsty. But where we fall down a lot of times is because we don't visit those that are incarcerated, you know, and try to pull them back
up. George, are you a minister yourself?
No, I'm not. I've been accused of that, but okay. I am not that holy.
Okay, well... Well, stop it. All right. We're speaking, of course, to George Wakefield and also John Bonci. And so this ministry starts with, as you call it, the input. No, what do you call it?
Intake.
Mm-hmm. Of the individual. And they've been referred by some other agency. So which one of you would like to tell me the process? Let's say I'm one of those people. I've just been applied.
We get our referrals from... The program director out at the Bedford County Jail, or we get them from state probation officers.
Gotcha.
And they're our initial screening. So they know what we're all about. So they give a screening, if you want to call it vetting, which mm-hmm. is the common thing
right.
now. So we know what we're getting ourselves into. But that face-to-face meeting with them after they've submitted their application is one of the key factors. And then we bring it to our board and we vote to see whether they're...
So you or somebody here interviews these people individually.
Absolutely.
For a considerable amount of time, I would think, to make sure they're going to fit into the culture here.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because...
You don't want someone just looking for a free ride from you. Right.
Absolutely. Right. We have a lot of people that want just a place to stay for a couple of weeks.
Right.
And that's not what we're all about. We want these folks to have a long-term... We ask them for a seven-month commitment. In other words, if you want to be a part of this ministry, we want you to stick with us. Because through the devotionals in the morning... and the Bible studies in the evening and the church service on Sunday, we're hoping something sticks with them.
Because, you know, it brings me back to an experience I had speaking with my daughter-in-law, who is an attorney at, would you believe, Rikers Island.
Wow.
And she said that the entire prison is full of innocent men.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
She said she never met one ever that said they were guilty of their crime. So this is the kind of thing you have to do, is kind of sift through
right.
a little bit of the malarkey to see if we can get to the...
Why,
they're
absolutely.
Really sincere about trying to rehabilitate themselves here.
And one other thing I want to emphasize, that if you can't accept failure, don't bother coming to help out at Collegiate Springs, because they will disappoint you.
Yeah.
We've had a number of success stories, but we've had some folks that have fallen back. Currently, we have three of our guys working. If I can say it, they're working out at Denny's right now.
Okay.
And so what we're encouraging them to do is, a lot of them do not have birth certificates or our driver's license. So we work with them to try to get their birth certificate so they can get their driver's license. Right now, John and I are pretty much the taxi service taking these guys to and from work.
Well, good for Denny's. I mean, a lot of places wouldn't do this, right? I mean,
yes, Denny's has been a great blessing for us. Yeah. And we try to establish relationships with other employers, with other churches, and we're always working to put Collegiate out there and form relationships. We not only want to receive, we also want to give. We have Helping Hands Ministry that we help people move. We rake leaves. We volunteer. And we work, help delivering with love in the name of Christ. So we try to get the men to not only to receive, but also to learn to give.
Well, John, it seems to me that if I were Denny's or any other business who wanted to hire maybe some hourly help, you'd be a good referral, because I'm going to know a little bit about these people just because they're with you.
Yes, oftentimes the employers will call us for a reference, and we tell our residents to use us for a reference, and we try to speak well about them, but also to be honest,
right,
that but they are they're changing, and God is transforming them to be productive citizens, to be an honest worker, to get an honest day's wage. So that's what we're trying to instill upon the men here.
Our guests are George Wakefield and John Bonci of the Collegiate Springs Ministry. And let me ask you this, George, do you have any like stellar success story? Is there any like stand away success story you've had in here?
Yeah, I'll mention one. I'll just mention first name. Eric was a resident out here, and he was a contractor, and so he does some contracting work. But he has opened up a house called Vita House, and he has opened his doors to some other men. So here you have a guy that came through the program, went out, and is now helping other men, which I think is great. We have a number of guys. We've had one guy who was a stonemason, and he's done a lot of stone work around here. He's doing quite well on the outside. A number of our guys are down in the Everett-Breezewood area. We call them our alumni. They're sort of
okay
together. But
yep,
most of those guys are working and are very productive.
I mean, that kind of track record must keep you going, John. Yeah.
Yes, we keep plugging away. We do have success stories, and we also have failures. But by God's grace, we keep going. We're trying to improve the ministry. I would like to see it grow, and have. We're always looking for volunteers to come and to work with the men, to work side by side with them, to get to know them, to mentor, to disciple them. And it's been a joy and a blessing to do this. And we have a bright future. We're looking ahead. We want to complete some remodeling. And we have another back deck to do, which is a great undertaking. So we do have needs, but we also have a bright future.
Yeah, this interview with you is really timely for me, because just last week we interviewed District Attorney Bill Higgins, and he was telling us about, you know, some of the cases that he has to go through, especially with young people who have been addicted to drugs. And we were discussing some of the confusion about how, on one side, the Pennsylvania government wants to make marijuana legal, and the other side, all the politicians get up and say opioids are bad. So which is it, guys? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bill and I discussed that, and I asked him, I said, do you ever get discouraged? Because you never see any good news here. you're always prosecuting somebody for something. He said, oh, sure, we see it all the time. We see people pull themselves together like they have here at Columbia.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so this is a good time.
Now, one thing we do want to tell you, Lloyd, is we're not a rehab center.
Sure.
If someone has a failure with drugs and alcohol, we would go alongside them to rehab. And then if they would be willing to go to rehab, when they come back, we would gladly take them. One of the things we realized that we are not a rehab center. We're not trained in rehabilitation through drug addiction and other forms of addiction. And there is an epidemic in Bedford County, Pennsylvania, in our nation with opiates. And there's no simple solutions. We do believe that our God is able to overcome any addiction, but we would like them to go to a rehab center where they would have medical help.
And it's also a completely different discipline from what you guys are doing here, of course. So what are the age ranges, George, between the people that come here? Do you get young people as well?
Well, we currently have a 19-year-old gentlemen here. To be quite honest with you, they're a little tougher to work with. If you all have children, you know what we're talking about. Probably our oldest resident was Richard. He was 65. He was an Army vet, and everybody called him Grandpa. He was an interesting character. But so it ranges from, let's say, 19 to 60.
Now, how long is the average stay here? I mean, maybe there isn't such thing as an average stay, but I mean, what can you expect a person to stay here? They actually live here, by the way? They actually live here, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, they live here. I would say the average stay is about 4 months.
I thought it was a couple of years or something.
No. We asked them for a 7-month commitment. We have one gentleman here that's probably been here off and on for 5 years. He is the one that maintains our furnace out here. I'm sorry about this room. It's a little bit chilly.
I'm just kidding about that.
We're heated solely by wood. So, you know, we save a bundle of money in that regard. But for the most part, I would say average length of stay is about 5 months. One thing I did want to say, too, you asked this question earlier. Do we try to get the guys back into the community to different churches? When they're here the first month, we ask them to stay here at Collegiate. We do have our church service here. But then we encourage them to go into the community and hook up with various congregations.
And keep them going.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I have enjoyed talking to you very much. We just have a few minutes left. I want to make sure I didn't miss anything here. Was there something you wanted to cover I didn't do here, John?
Yes. Our doors are always open. We encourage people in the community to stop by. We're going to have a celebration in June. We have an annual banquet in the fall. And if anybody has an interest to call Calibia Springs, and if anybody would like to give, by all means, you can give your time, your talents, your skills, or your finances. We're always in need of financial help.
How do we get a hold of you? Is there a website or a phone number or something?
Well, the phone number here is 814-623-7792.
Okay. So that's 814-623-7792.
And we do have a website, but I need to apologize. We're not very electronically savvy.
Well, you got to get that 19-year-old there. Actually, the best person for you to get for a website would be around 7 years old. They will know everything. Say if you've got great grandchildren or grandchildren or something, go find one of them. They're wizards. They'll know exactly what to do. And they'll do it for free because they think it's fun.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you both, and I want to thank our sponsors, Omni Bedford Springs, and of course, Mark Thomas at Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, for having this program be on and have great people like you. And I just really appreciate your taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Lloyd, so much for your time and for the radio station to put Calibia Springs out there in the community.
We'll be back. We'll find out what you're doing maybe in a little while and see how you make it out. Bedford County Speaks was Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.